From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we'll get the latest from Ohio on the Columbus sniper case. But first, today, one Algerian man was arrested and six Moroccan men identified by Spanish police as suspects in the Madrid train bombings. And the death toll from the attack has climbed to 201. President Bush spoke to reporters at the White House today and had harsh words about global terrorism.
They kill wherever they can. And it's essential that the free world remain strong and resolute and determined.
But the Madrid bombings and the declaration by Spain's new prime minister-elect José Zapatero to withdraw his country's troops from Iraq are widely seen as setbacks for the White House. As NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris, these developments could have an impact on the balance of power in Europe.
Noon, yesterday, in front of the Notre Dame Cathedral. Bells tolled across Europe as airports, workplaces, stores, and restaurants froze for 3 minutes of silence in honor of the people killed in Madrid. The farewell wasn't always as dignified when it came to another casualty of the bombings, the conservative Spanish government headed by José María Aznar, a stalwart supporter of the war in Iraq. Speaking on French radio, France's Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin repeated his contention that the war in Iraq was a mistake and sounded like he was looking forward to dealing with a new Spanish government. It is no secret to anyone that we did not share a certain number of the policy options of the Spanish government of Mr. Aznar, he said, particularly with regard to Europe and Iraq. The Spanish Prime Minister-elect has said he hopes to maintain cordial relations with Washington, but he added he wanted magnificent ones with France and Germany, the two European countries most vocal in their opposition to the war in Iraq. They are also the two nations the outgoing Aznar was bitterly fighting, along with partner in Iraq, Poland, to hold on to outsized voting power in an enlarged Europe. French and German officials are optimistic a deal can be struck on their terms now that Warsaw is isolated. Analysts say big changes are afoot in the European Union and in its relations with Washington.
The balance of power, as it were, has now shifted decisively against those who had been aligned with the Bush administration's posture.
François Aizbourg is the director of the Strategic Research Foundation in Paris. He says Spain's 1,300-strong troop presence in Iraq is small but important. Few countries are willing to take its place. He says the Spanish electoral upset has weakened the position of pro-war countries such as Britain, Italy, and Poland, which also have troops in Iraq. Aizbourg adds there is a widespread concern that invading and occupying that country has wasted resources that could have been used to fight terror.
Furthermore, the atmosphere concerning the Bush administration's policies in Iraq has deteriorated constantly over the last 3 or 4 months, as it has become ever clearer that the war was fought on false pretenses. No Saddam links to Al-Qaeda and no weapons of mass destruction.
The European governments that made those arguments in leading their nations to war appear to have been unsettled by events in Spain. In Poland and Britain, officials have warned voters against thinking military pullouts protect against terror. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw.
So far as people feeling that they had become a bigger target. Obviously, we're going to hear a lot of this argument. All I can say is that no one should get the idea.
But in the countries that opposed invading Iraq, there is no sign that leaders are breathing easy. French President Jacques Chirac spoke today as he welcomed German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder to Paris for talks on terrorism.
Dans le passé, la France a payé.
In the past, France has paid a heavy and painful price to terrorism. Today, she is not directly targeted, but like all democracies, she is not protected from terrorist actions. Vigilance is critical. The government is mobilized and cooperating with our partners.
This week, European officials will gather in Spain and Belgium for emergency meetings on fighting terror. They'll be looking for ways to stop another attack like the one in Madrid last Thursday, which Europeans increasingly refer to as 3/11. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.